You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right, so we're back from brief technical difficulties. Apparently, we had, you know, too many episodes of Nerds with Friends, and it was filling up the computer. So we're back. So Space Station Zero, kind of the base story of it is, you know, it's essentially all these different, you know, civilizations. Eventually, they get to a point where they can travel faster than light. But even one little miscalculation can send you, you know, billions and billions of light years off track. And so they kind of imagine that a bunch of different crews of different spaceships all show up, are pulled to this derelict space station, Space Station Zero, and are pulled in. And they find that there's like a thriving society. Well, not a thriving. I guess a somewhat a post-apocalyptic kind of society living there, trying to survive in Space Station Zero until eventually food and water and stuff runs out. And so they're kind of like, most of them are just getting drunk and hanging out and just kind of wallowing away. But select crews decide to delve deeper into this mysterious space station and, you know, try to find valuable resources, new tech, and explore the mysteries within. So essentially, you and a buddy or a couple buddies can kind of like make your own band of space travelers, and you cooperatively go through, and there's a bunch of different challenges, and there's a way of there's an enemy AI that kind of like that like tells you what the enemy characters and stuff would do in each challenge, and you can kind of play together and see how deep into the space station you can get. It's supposed to be pretty difficult as far as like getting all the way to the end, but part of the fun is seeing
how far you can
go. And then there are additional rules where if you just want to fight your buddy using the rules of this game, you can do that too. There's scenarios and stuff in there for that. But yeah, pretty cool game. And what's really fun about it is it is miniature agnostic, which means there's no miniature specifically for this game. So you can use any Warhammer, D&D, Pathfinder, Marvel Crisis Protocol. I'm sure you could use if you wanted, like Ghost Rider and Storm and Wolverine all fighting on the space station. It doesn't really matter because the profiles of the characters are in the book. So it's like you don't have to have like, oh, this guy's name is whatever, and this is his powers. It's like, no, this size of crew would have these stats and, you know, different special abilities and kind of point by them and stuff. So pretty cool. I'm excited to play it. And what's really fun is like this book was like, I think it was like $18.
Oh, not bad.
And it comes with a PDF of the thing too. So like if you're one guy and you want to play with your buddy, you can send them the PDF and you keep the paper book. Now you both have it for under $20.
So they haven't learned anything from the Warhammer crew where they could just make a shit ton of
right. Just exploiting as much as possible. Yeah. Luckily, both of these guys, Vince CV and Uncle Adam, are very familiar with Warhammer and their exploitative, tactics. So they've kind of they want more people to play this, right? You know, if no one plays your game, like, granted, buying a book like this of a game that no one's heard of by two guys who are just YouTubers, like, They're facing an uphill battle to get like millions and millions of people to play.
For sure.
Right? So the more accessible it is, the easier it is to pick up and play, the easier it is to get your hands on the books or the materials, you know, the better it is for them.
I like the art on the cover. I was flipping through it. There's not a whole lot in there. There's not a whole lot of art, but the they do is pretty cool.
I forget. They said the artist worked on something. and I don't recall what it was.
But no, it's cool stuff though.
It is good looking art, and you know, it's very stylized. And I will say I started reading through the rules and stuff, and it does seem pretty fun. It's based off of using D12s, which is kind of interesting. I'll have to buy like maybe a bag of D12s because I don't know if I mean honestly I might have enough if I scramp. Pull the D12 out of every set of D&D dice I have, but you know, buying a bag of 10 of them or whatever costs you, you know, $5 or whatever. But yeah, we should try this out sometime because Lord knows I have enough minis. And then once once we get through the Stormlight Archive ones, we'll have even more, and those could be space station guys too. Doesn't really matter. I mean, you could use freaking Lego minis if you want.
Let's get chess pieces.
Chess pieces, yeah, wouldn't be fun. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's called Space Station Zero. I think it's by Snarling Badger Studios. So if you search that, then on the internet you can find out where to buy that. I'll put a link in the description as well on the YouTubes, so you can pick up a copy. But yeah, I think it's worth checking out. You know, I think I want more people to come up with games like this, where it's like this book is, you know, super thin. You know, not super daunting.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that intimidating to go through.
And most of it, honestly, is like the different scenarios as you're delving into the ship. And I think that's a really cool, you know, idea. You know, so here's the challenges. This is where all the meat of the scenarios are. And then the rest of it is just like how to play the game. And it's, you know, maybe 25 pages long or something. So compared to like a D&D or a Warhammer 40K, it's nothing. So check it out, guys. Space Station Zero. It's a really cool idea. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick little break for a word from our sponsors. And when we get back, who knows what's going to happen. We'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. Okay, so it's been a little light in the old nerd world recently, and we didn't want to talk about Lord of the Rings for 3 weeks in a row, or Game of Thrones, or She-Hulk, so we want to wrap those up when those shows are over and done with, so we can give a full-on review. So we thought we'd do something fun, try this out. We've never done anything like this before on the show, but we were going to do a thing, which is one of those online quizzes that I always get shown up on my Instagram feed or Facebook feed or whatever. And so we thought we would do one together. This one is the How Much Do You Really Know About Marvel, which is by Quizzoto.
I'm just wondering if it's MCU or Marvel in general, but I'm going to go with Marvel.
You know.
And I'm ready.
It's pronounced MCU.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. MCU.
Play now. Hopefully this isn't a video. Okay. Prior to the accident costing Dr. Strange his job, what field of medicine did he practice in?
Specifically?
100 points. It's multiple choice. A, neurosurgery. A. B, cardiac surgery. C, diagnostics. D, oncology. That would be really sad.
I'm going A.
I believe it is neurosurgery. He's a brain doctor. Correct. 100 points. Stephen Strange was one of the most successful and skilled neurosurgeons in the country.
If it was oncology, that's cancer, right?
Yeah, that's cancer.
He could have helped Thor with his lady.
Oh, yeah, 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 exactly. What is Iron Man's Mark III armor made of? Is it A, steel, B, a gold titanium alloy, C, iron, D, titanium? I know
titanium?
This is, I believe it's gold titanium alloy. Because the, I believe the gold.
Is this from the first movies that when he goes to space?
So the Mark, I think the Mark 1 is the one he builds in the cave. The Mark 2 is the one where he goes up against iced. Mark 3 is the first one where he actually looks like Iron Man.
I'm going to say D because I don't want to pick what you picked.
Okay, well, I'm picking B because I believe it's gold titanium. I believe the gold titanium, yep.
All right.
That's what prevents the icing.
That's what I had asked. Was it, did it prevent the, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it did. Yeah, should've the gold
just,
titanium.
Should just gone with that. All right.
So.
All right, 2-1.
Doing pretty good. Spider-Man Homecoming features a minor cameo appearance from a character who has a history as a Spider-Man villain and ally. Which of these characters fits this description? Was it A, Norman Osborn, a.k.a. Green Goblin? B, Harry Osborn, a.k.a. Green Goblin also. C, Aaron Davis, the Prowler.
C.
Or D, Otto Octavius, Dr. Octopus. It's definitely the Prowler, played by, you remember?
It was
Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
Donald?
Glover, yes.
No relation to Danny Glover.
No.
You know, a lot of people think that because they're both black men that they're related.
I thought it was because they're both last name Glover.
That's sure, what whatever, Christian. Whatever you say. Aaron Davis, the Prowler, portrayed by Donald Glover, is saved by Spider-Man and works to help help him get the Vulture's alien weapons off the street. He's got a cousin or nephew named Miles. Morales, Spider-Man also. Scott Lang, also known as Ant-Man, possesses a degree in which of these STEM fields?
I know it's engineering.
Engineering, mathematics, computer programming, chemistry, or mathematics. Did I say all those? Engineering?
Engineering.
I believe that's correct. Correct. That's because that's how he, like, knows how to, like, reroute the...
Yeah, tinker freaking, with the suit.
Not even the suit, but, like, the alarm systems when he's breaking into people and stuff. Breaking into homes. Marvel's The Avengers is the first large-scale crossover event showing the Avengers working together as a team. It is also the first appearance of which original Avenger? Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, Chris Hemsworth's Thor, Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye, Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow.
Wait. So the first time that,
yeah, I think so. It's worded a little tricky, but I know the answer.
It's the first time that this Avenger shows up.
Yep.
It's Hawkeye showed up in Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Thor was obviously in Thor. Black Widow was in Iron Man. So I guess Hulk. Mark Ruffalo's Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, which is the. That's the
operative Edward word. Norton was a,
Edward
okay,
Norton
got
was the
it.
First one. It was a little tricky. I see what they're doing there. Sneaky bastards. Although there's an Incredible Hulk movie in the cinematic universe, Bruce Banner was portrayed by Edward Norton.
Okay, so this is going strictly by the movies, if yeah. We haven't picked that up already. Okay.
Yes, it seems very movie heavy. Who appeared in the most movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Iron Man.
Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Samuel Jackson, Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
I think it's Stan Lee. Stan the man. Correct. 22 appearances as of the Avengers Endgame. Stan the man has been in the most MCU movies. The only film series he didn't appear in was Spider-Man Far From Home.
That's probably because it was fucking Sony, that's why.
He might have been dead by then.
Never mind.
Which of these Marvel Cinematic Universe properties was the first to refer to Wanda Maximoff as the Scarlet Witch? I believe it was WandaVision.
Yeah, it had to be WandaVision.
WandaVision, Captain America Civil War, Avengers Infinity War, Age of Ultron, I think.
I want to say WandaVision, but if they're being tricky, maybe there's something Age of Ultron that we missed.
I don't think so. I'm going to go WandaVision. Yeah. Correct, yeah. Yep. We all knew she was the Scarlet Witch, but, you know, they didn't actually name her that. And they went with, like, the legendary Scarlet Witch.
Yeah,
which is
that's
kind of
true.
Fun. Which of these characters never wielded a suit of Tony Stark's armor? A, Pepper Potts.
She did.
B, Colonel Rhodes.
He did.
C, Obadiah Slane.
E.
D, Bruce Banner.
C.
It's got to be C.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tony Stark's armor. That's why it iced up and froze.
He made his own.
He made his own. Rhodey, obviously, is War Machine. Bruce Banner wears it, the Hulkbuster armor in Infinity War. Pepper Potts gets the rescue armor and wears a suit of armor in, or part of a suit of armor in Iron Man 3. But Obadiah Stane wears one of his own design. Captain America Civil War tells the story of Iron Man and Captain America disagreeing about a law that requires superpowered individuals to register with the government. What?
Wait. You know what? All right, well, we already went. Moving forward, let's not scroll down. Let's see if
let's
we can
get
it.
Let's try to do it. Sure. So do you know this one? I know this one.
Is it the Sokovian Accords?
Yeah, the Sokovia Accords. Yep. Yeah. Which is right out here. Boop, 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 boop. Okay. In Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, what does Peter Quill use to listen to music?
Walkman.
Sony Walkman. Tape player. Yep. Sony Walkman. Do you know what he uses in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
It was one of those fucking MP3 players, but yeah. Specifically, I don't know if it was like a Sony one or something.
No, it was the Microsoft Zune. Remember, the Zune was actually sick as fuck.
I remember those.
A lot of people hate on the Zune, but the Zune was cool.
You know there's fucking people out there who don't know what the fuck that is?
Yeah.
Or there's people out there, if you show them a fucking portable CD player.
They're like, what? Why would you have this? What? Remember mini disc players?
Yeah.
That was fucking sick. Like floppy disks.
They looked cool.
Yeah. I remember sitting there and recording. I'm like, this is going to be tight.
Wait. That's the one that had a mini CD in there, right? It was just
It looked kind of like a floppy disk, but like a smaller one.
It was Sony that made those, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I feel like Sony made a lot of products that just didn't fucking hit.
Well, here's the thing I'll say about Sony, and this is going on a bit of a Sony rant for a while, is that they are very into like creating a piece of media that no one else has used before in hopes of making it so that they themselves will be the sole users of that, right?
Did they do the Laserdisc? Was that them?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
For those of you listening who are fucking not 30 or over, fucking Laserdisc was a big-ass
CD DVD, basically, that was like the size of a record.
Or a Blu-ray, if you will.
Or a Blu-ray, even DVDs are outdated now. But they had their own memory cards for camera, which was the Sony, like, Pro Stick Duo or whatever it was.
Okay.
They had the Sony PSP game?
Yes.
They had their own, they're like CDs in a plastic case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right? How I imagine the stupid, what were we just talking about?
The mini disc. Yeah, the mini disc. I believe mini disc was done by them as well. And then they had in video cameras, they had the Sony Hi-8 Digital 8 tapes, which were like a different tape than all the other digital tapes that were being used. Like they tried to do all sorts of stuff. And they were big proponents in getting Blu-ray passed, but yeah.
Who did, what was it when they were battling, what was it, Blu-ray, and then there was something?
HD DVD.
HD, was it HD DVD, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually
remember. The porn industry, here's a fun fact, the porn industry is actually what won it over for Blu-ray.
Oh, they went to Blu-ray.
Because the porn industry adopted Blu-ray over HD DVD, you know, for whatever reason, the sharpness or whatever. And because that's such a huge industry in the home video market, that's what beat out HD.
Isn't what porn kind of dictates what the future of like?
Well, they're what did VHS over Betamax.
Over Beta, isn't Beta actually better?
I think so. I think I think in some ways HD DVD was actually better than Blu-ray, but because Sony for one, and then porn for two, had a Blu-ray.
I wonder why porn would pick that. I was like, oh, I'll take the lesser of the quality. I guess you can hide more.
Probably
of
cheaper, or the cameras are smaller, and you got to be able to get in there when people are.
You know, can hide more of the fucking marks.
Getting
I guess.
Into it, you know what I mean?
Hey, you see less of the blemishes and the fucking taint.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need that high def. All right, back to our Marvel quiz. We got off topic there. In Iron Man 2, Tony Stark finds out he's poisoning himself using an element in his arc reactor. What element is it?
No, he creates a new element to...
I think I know what it is.
Go ahead and say it, because I don't know, but I'm going to guess after we see the...
I believe it's palladium.
Okay.
Let's see. Iron, palladium, gold, plutonium.
Palladium. You're probably right.
Fuck yeah. Palladium, also fun fact, found in a lot of catalytic converters, which is why people are stealing them so much. Off the bottom of cars.
Because they want to be Iron Man?
Because they want to sell it to China and get a bunch of money. The culmination of all the previous Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, Avengers Endgame, shows the Avengers going back in time to retrieve the Infinity Stones. Which of the Avengers doesn't return from Mr.
They
have a fucking picture of Black Widow there. No shit. Get out of here. I hate that. Like, come on. If you're designing a quiz, I'll put the answer right there. Black Widow. Yeah, we know she jumps off. In Spider-Man Far From Home, Spider-Man faces off against former Stark employee Quentin Beck, also known as Mysterio. Beck is shown to hate Stark for allegedly stealing which of these inventions?
It was a hologram.
It was a hologram. Remember what it was called?
It was something with his stupid name in it.
It was Barf.
Oh, that's right. It was
Barf. Yeah. Mysterio credits himself the inventor of BARF, or binary augmented retroframing technology, which is what he was using to talk to his mom in the beginning of
when he was doing his TED Talk thing.
Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. Thor made his debut in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as the title character, or titular character, I like saying titular, of the Thor movie. What other original Avenger made his debut
Loki.
In this movie? Original Avenger?
Oh, well, they fought Loki. Wait, Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, that's right. I was going to say, you said it earlier. Loki was not an Avenger. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, begins to show the corruption of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was caused by what other agency?
Oh, Hydra.
Hydra. Here, Hydra. Initially introduced. Oh, okay. I don't need to read that. Which of the original Avengers is the only one not to appear in every Avengers film up to Avengers Endgame?
Which original Avengers is the only not to appear in everyone up to Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yeah. What?
What?
Oh, okay. Wait. Let's think about this from the cinematic universe. So, the Avengers as of the MCU are Hawkeye, Black Widow, Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, and Thor. So, Who is not in?
It's Ant-Man. He's an original Avenger who didn't show up till the last one.
Well, I think they're talking about the original Avengers as far as the movies go. So the Joss Whedon Avengers movie.
Okay.
So I would think one of them was not in one of the movies. But how could that be?
Well, let's look at the fucking.
So the choices are Hawkeye, Thor, the Hulk, and Iron Man.
The fuck?
I mean, Iron Man's been in all of them for sure.
So is Hulk.
So is Thor, right?
And so is Hawkeye.
What the fuck? Well, there's a picture of Hawkeye.
Well, it's your Ronin, yeah. So
there's a picture of Hawkeye right there. Oh, maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe because Hawkeye wasn't in Avengers. Because
he was Ronin in the last one?
Yeah. Clint Barton, also known as Hawkeye, didn't appear in the Avengers Infinity War at the time of the movie. His character had retired to spend time with his family.
That's stupid. The correct answer is Ant-Man, who was an original Avenger.
Exactly. Fun fact, too, Captain America wasn't in the original Avengers either. He didn't show up till issue 6, I believe. The film Black Panther reveals the powerful nation of Wakanda in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Wakanda is the home to which of these powerful materials?
The bouncy stuff. Wait. Vibranium.
Vibranium is correctamundo. They also put in carbonadium, adamantium, which has not been introduced in the MCU yet, and uri.
But isn't so originally, though, in the comics, Captain America's shield is both, isn't it? Vibranium and adamantium, I believe.
I want to say his shield was strictly vibranium, but I could be wrong. Adamantium is.
I thought that's why it couldn't be like broken by anything, because it's the strongest metal. I could have sworn. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I do know that adamantium, famously, coating Wolverine's claws and stuff, was actually introduced way before Wolverine ever was. Fun little Marvel comic factoid. Carol Danvers, also known as Captain Marvel, obtains her powers in an explosion caused by which of these Infinity Stones? It was caused by an Infinity Stone?
Shit, it's not reality. It's not time.
I would say, if I had to guess, I would say it was the Power Stone, maybe.
Wait, all right, let's name them all. So
reality.
Reality, time.
Time. Space.
Space.
That's the Tesseract.
Soul.
Soul. Mind.
Mind, you're right.
And power.
I think you're right. I'm going to go with power.
Power. Soul, time, power, space. I think it's power.
Oh, what was it?
The engine was
space.
The space stone. Oh, it was used. That's the Tesseract, right? The
yeah.
Cosmic Cube. Interesting. That was the first.
No, the Tesseract was the.
I think it was space.
Wasn't it the mind?
No, the mind was
Loki, the one that they
Loki's
gave...
scepter.
Oh, you're right.
Or no, the mind was Vision.
Which was the scepter, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Fucking A.
Thor's sister, older sister Hela, makes her debut in Thor Ragnarok and destroys Thor's signature hammer. What deity is she based on?
Death.
Death. I think it's actually. I think. Trying to remember. I want to say in Norse mythology. I want to say her character's name is just Hel. Anubis, Pluto.
Oh, you're right, Hel.
Thanos or Hel. Hel. Yeah. That. Like my Norse mythology. Falcon and Winter Soldier portrayed which of these characters taking up the mantle of Captain America? Gee, I wonder which one it is. I know which one it should have been. It's definitely, what's his name? Oh, interesting. They do the John Walker U.S. agent. I was going to say Falcon, but.
Yeah, I guess it's, yeah, Walker.
Yeah, except obviously at the end of it, Sam Wilson takes it over. Captain America, the First Avenger, is the first of the Marvel Cinematic movies to focus on the Infinity Stones. Which stone takes the form of the Tesseract in this film? Oh, this is what we were just talking about. Well, yeah, which stone, though? It's the Space Stone. That's what I was saying.
Space? I want to say power.
No, the Power Stone is from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you're right. Damn it. Yeah. I just figured because they were using it to power up all those weapons. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Which is weird if you think about it because... The Space Stone, its whole deal is like you can transport between spaces.
Yeah.
And then Hydra just makes guns out of it.
That's where I was like, wait, they're using it to power shit
up.
So
they're actually not disintegrating people. They're just sending them to outer space.
Just particles is just going
they're out. They're just being teleported. All these Hydra agents are showing up like out in space. They're like, boop, 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 boop. Which of the Marvel Cinematic Universe films takes place first chronologically?
It's going to be... whatchamacallit? Captain America.
Captain America, the First Avenger. You know which one takes place second?
Captain Marvel?
Yeah, I think that's right.
The 80s?
Yeah.
It'd have to be.
Yeah. Because there's ones that have shown previously, like parts of Ant-Man, they show in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't...
Yeah.
It wasn't
set entirely there.
Yeah, because it was Scott Lang. It wasn't Hank Pym. So.
Right, exactly. The film Avengers Age of Ultron shows the first non-Asgardian to lift Thor's hammer. Which character was able to do it?
Vision.
Vision was indeed. Captain America budged it, but he didn't pick it up in full till Endgame. In Avengers Infinity War, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man meet the Guardians of the Galaxy and travel to Thanos' home planet in an attempt to defeat him. What's the name of his planet?
Ooh.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Without looking.
Yeah, I know. That's what's hard.
Well, so in the comics, isn't it like it's a moon of...
Titan?
Yeah.
But do they call it Titan in this one?
I don't know. I know it's a moon.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, I'll just have to go with Titan.
Let's take a look.
Let's see what it says.
Oh, there it is.
Titan, Xandar, Nowhere, Nidavellir, Xanadar. Now, can you name these other ones? Do you know what they're all
Nowhere about? Is the skull of one of the big giant robots. Celestial. Xandar is where the Kree. Isn't it? Or the
I think it's the Nova Corps.
Nova Corps, yeah.
Nova Corps from, which is largely Kree.
I want to say that's Nidavellir. One of the elf planes?
Nidavellir? No, that's the dwarven planet where Thor's hammer was first.
I knew it was something with Thor. I thought it was the elves.
Yeah.
Titan.
Elves, dwarves, you know, all that shit. Which of these original six Avengers is the only one not to star in a solo film?
Oh, wait. Hulk. Well, Mark Ruffalo's Hulk.
No, it's Hawkeye.
Oh, you're right. Fuck.
Hawkeye. Beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. Which of the Infinity Stones appears in the most Marvel Cinematic Universe movies? I'm going to have to say the Space
Stone. Is that the Scepter?
That's the Cube. Because I feel like that one's, we found
well,
out.
Well, that was in Marvel. Captain Marvel.
Captain America. The Avengers movie. And then the two Endgame.
And the other Avengers movie when Loki brings it back, when he shows it to Thanos.
Yeah. So, but then also we got to think about the Mind Stone, which is in Age of Ultron and every other one that had Vision in it, but that wasn't that many. I'm going to have to say Space Stone.
Yeah.
That's probably it, right? Space Stone? Correct.
Nice. Yes.
10 films. In Ant-Man and the Wasp, Scott Lang is under house arrest for his actions in which prior MCU movie?
In Ant-Man, it's under house arrest in Well, the first Ant-Man. No. Yeah, Civil War.
Civil War. Yep. He gets...
Why? Because he's one of the only fools that can catch.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to catch into the other ones.
Yeah.
They're going to go to fucking Thor's planet to get him.
Yeah. Iron Man 3 shows Tony Stark fighting against not only the Mandarin and Aldrich Killian, but also mental illness. Which mental health issue does Tony portray?
Anxiety. Or depression.
I would say alcoholism.
No, they didn't make it in the films. It is in the comics.
Oh, really? Depression, huh?
Depression or anxiety. I'm going to go with depression.
Okay.
Well, but he's anxious. Fuck.
I think you're right. I think it is anxiety because he's having
panic attacks.
Yeah. I was going to say alcoholism.
No, that's the comics. That's what I said. They didn't do it in the movies. I think because A, it would have hit way too close to home to Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
I'm sure he was probably like, I'm not doing that shit.
They could have gotten some home movies of him just being shit-faced. we're getting close to the end here. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 has the most mid- and post-credit scenes of all the MCU movies by far. How many does it have?
Well, they have the funeral. They have... Is that the one where Stan Lee... Is talking to the Watchers?
I believe so.
It's two.
What was the funeral? Oh, the Yondu.
The Yondu funeral where they gave him the...
Was that an after credit scene?
Maybe not.
Maybe Howard the Duck? I'm going to say like most...
No, Howard the Duck was the first...
Most of them have two, right? So I'm going to say maybe three.
Yeah, but we should call them. That's the difficult part.
That is the difficult part. Okay, volume two... We have...
I'm sure there's, like, Groot doing something.
Yeah, Groot doing something stupid. Sylvester Stallone said, like, he was going to join up and go on an adventure or something.
Maybe. Fuck.
And then, ooh, Adam Warlock.
Oh, that's right. They show the cocoon.
The cocoon.
They're not going to say what the three are, but maybe...
I'm going to say three. It could be four.
I'm going to go with three. Four seems excessive. What?
Five?
Oh, they do
okay,
say
okay,
him.
Kraglin using Yondu's bow. Okay, I forgot about that one. Yondu's arrow, I should say. Stakar Ogurd reuniting with his old team. That's Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
Groot becoming a teenager. That's some Groot shit. Introduction of Adam Warlock.
And we said.
And the group of Watchers with Stan Lee.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if it was that movie.
Yeah. Tough one. Okay. This we got to be getting close to the last one here. Thor, the Dark World, makes the first appearance of another of the Infinity Stones. Which of the falling stones takes the shape of the ether?
Oh, that's reality.
Yeah, I believe so. Reality stone. Correctamundo. 93% we got. 28 out of 30. 17 question streak. We possess Stark level intelligence of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I know. I'm actually a little bummed that we.
I think the ones we missed were.
The Ant-Man was some bullshit.
Trivial ones. What was the Ant-Man one? Oh, the one why he's on house arrest? Or?
Yeah, no. Was it that one? I said he was the.
Who was the original Avengers.
Yeah.
I think because it was framed in the cinematic universe, like that's where they got us. I'd love to see one of those for actual just like Marvel in general.
Yeah.
So it has all the tie-ins of like TV shows and things like that. So, but yeah, let us know down in the comments how many of those you guys got correct before we read out the answers. Hopefully you guys are just as smart as us. And if you're not, hey, you can come hang out with us. We're smarter than you. It's fine. Thank you guys for joining us on this experimental little episode. If you like these kind of things, doing quizzes and such on the show, let us know down in the comments. Leave us a big thumbs up while you're down there. Also, like and subscribe. We do appreciate that. You can also become a patron of the show by going to patreon.com/nerdswithfriends. All that info is always down at the bottom of the screen when you're on YouTube, but on our website, nerdswithfriendspodcast.com as well. Christian, thanks for being my trivia buddy. I think that was fun. Glad to see you know almost as much about Marvel as I do. It's all the nerds out there. Remember, you're not alone. You're with friends. This is Nerds with Friends. Thank you and good night.